Welcome back to On the Job, Unveiling Emotional Support. I'm your host, Eric Sands, and this is episode 14. Today, we're delving into a unique and often overlooked topic, the vital role of chaplains in banking. Joining us to unpack this intriguing subject is David Larson, a seasoned chaplain who has been working in the financial sector, particularly in banking, for several years. David, thank you for joining us today.
It's a pleasure to be here and discuss the unique role of chaplaincy in the banking sector.
David, many might not immediately associate chaplaincy with banking. Can you tell us about the role you play in this environment?
Certainly. Banking, like any other sector, can be a high-pressure environment with its own set of challenges. As a chaplain in the banking sector, I provide support to employees dealing with a range of issues, from workplace stress and ethical dilemmas to personal crises that may impact their professional lives. The aim is to offer a confidential space where individuals can seek guidance and support.
That's quite insightful. What are some of the unique challenges that you find banking employees face?
Banking professionals often deal with high levels of stress due to the fast-paced nature of their work, the pressure to meet targets, and sometimes the emotional toll of handling clients' financial matters. Additionally, ethical dilemmas can be a significant source of stress, especially in areas related to financial advising and investments.
Understandable. How do you provide support in such a high-stress environment?
I focus on being a consistent and calm presence. Regularly scheduled visits to banking branches and departments allow me to build trust and rapport with employees. I also conduct workshops on stress management and ethical decision-making, along with offering one-on-one counseling sessions for those who need them.
That's a comprehensive approach. Could you share an example, while maintaining confidentiality, of how you've helped an employee in the banking sector?
Sure. There was an instance where a bank employee was struggling with the moral implications of a financial product they were required to sell, which they felt was not in the best interest of their clients. After several discussions, I helped them navigate their ethical concerns, explore their options within the company's policies, and find a way to address their concerns with their management. It was about empowering them to voice their ethical concerns while finding a constructive way to address them.
That must have been quite impactful. David, in your view, how does chaplaincy contribute to the overall health of a banking organization?
Chaplaincy contributes significantly to the mental and emotional well-being of employees, which in turn affects the overall health of the organization. When employees feel supported in dealing with stress and ethical dilemmas, they are likely to be more engaged, productive, and loyal. It fosters a work environment that values not just the financial bottom line, but also the human element.
Indeed, the human element is crucial. As we wrap up, what message do you hope to leave with our listeners, especially those in the banking sector?
I want to emphasize that it's okay to seek support. Whether it's stress, ethical dilemmas, or personal issues, chaplains are here to provide confidential, non-judgmental support. We're here to help you navigate these challenges, not just for your well-being, but for the betterment of the entire organization.
Thank you, David, for sharing your experiences and insights with us. It's clear that chaplaincy plays a vital role in supporting the well-being of employees in the banking sector. To our listeners, remember, seeking support is a sign of strength. Don't hesitate to reach out to your workplace chaplain if you need guidance or a listening ear. But before we conclude, David, could you expand a bit on how banking organizations can better integrate chaplaincy services to support their employees?
For banking organizations looking to integrate chaplaincy services, the key is visibility and accessibility. It's important for employees to know that chaplaincy services are available and to understand how they can access them. Regular communication about these services through internal channels, like newsletters or intranet postings, can help. Additionally, having chaplains participate in staff meetings or events can further embed them into the organizational culture.
That's helpful advice. And how do you maintain the confidentiality of the employees who come to you?
Confidentiality is the cornerstone of chaplaincy. I always assure employees that our conversations are private and not shared with anyone else in the organization without their explicit consent. This assurance is critical in building trust and ensuring that employees feel safe in seeking support.
Certainly. Lastly, David, in a fast-paced and results-driven industry like banking, how do you help employees balance their professional and personal lives?
Work-life balance is a common challenge in the banking sector. I often work with employees to identify stressors and develop coping strategies. This can include time management techniques, setting healthy boundaries, and finding ways to disconnect and recharge outside of work. Sometimes it's about helping them gain perspective and reminding them of the importance of their well-being alongside their professional achievements.
That's a crucial balance to maintain. Thank you again, David, for joining us today and for the impactful work you do. To our listeners, this episode highlights the importance of chaplaincy services in the banking sector, a support system that caters to the mental, emotional, and ethical well-being of employees. Remember, support is always available, and reaching out is a positive step towards maintaining balance and wellness in your professional and personal life. Thank you for listening, and until next time, stay well and stay connected.